Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Once again, Jesus provides a simple, potent play for our ministerial playbook. Jesus invites Levi to follow him, but most importantly, Jesus goes to Levi to extend his invitation. He invites the hated tax collector while he is collecting taxes in the tax collecting place. We wring our hands and ask questions like, "Where have the youth gone?" But we don't go to where they actually are to authentically invite, engage, and accompany. Church, we know where they are. It's not like they've spun off into orbit. We extend one hand in welcome, all too often selectively, while also stiff-arming the people we invite with the other hand. Ask yourself, what's more important, keeping that rehearsal time because it's always been that way, or breaking down barriers for folks to join the choir? If we are to become a field hospital church, we can't expect the wounded to drag themselves into our tent. Picking up the smell of the sheep is going to require proximity and encounter. If you're still asking, "What would Jesus do?" Friends, he just showed you.
Whose faith was deep and love was broad, not doubtful, guilty, worn or flawed, I gladly followed Jesus. But I'm the child of what I've been, estranged by much I've done and seen, afraid to show the love I mean, unfit to follow Jesus. Yet God, who knows me first and last, who's seen my best, my worst, my past, has shown his love intense and vast by meeting me in Jesus. For Christ, though killed at Calvary, by sins like mine and fault like me, has risen, forgiven and set me free, made fit to follow Jesus. Then sprinkle water on my brow, as in this place I make my vow, to own and love my Savior now, and give myself to Jesus. God grant me what I still require, that I in others might inspire the hidden hope, the deep desire to love and follow Jesus. God grant me what I still require, that I in others might inspire the hidden hope, the deep desire to love and follow Jesus.